is the Tom Likas Show.
Rules. This is Andy Murphy.
Now, the host of the Internet's number one call-in show.
Oh, wow.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Don't you go anywhere. This is a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. We do it every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time live, 9 p.m. Eastern Time live. That's when we bring a Dirty Adam Sachs to the studio. And this week, Adam is here in his guise as criminal defense attorney, Adam Sachs. Good to see you.
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Not much. What's going on?
Not much.
Are you ready for the big party, by the way?
I'm really excited. I'm getting the girls together, Tom. Just going over a few with Gary, actually.
Yeah, we're going to get some really hot ones.
We get some serious Likette action, I
promise. Nice Likettes.
I don't want the guys to be disappointed, you know?
Here they are.
And we're going for a very racially diverse group this time, too.
That's good.
I get criticized with too many white girls last time.
Well, we have a very racially diverse audience.
Absolutely.
And by the way, me, I prefer the racially diverse myself.
I think you're going to like this group, especially.
Really?
Yes, I'm sure. They're going to like you, so there you go.
I love that.
You have nothing to worry about.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to the party, of course.
Yep, and by the way, we're just, 9 days away. The RSVPs are pouring in. We just passed over 100 confirmations, and they're still pouring in.
Outrageous.
Selling tickets. It's pretty crazy. I think we're going to be at capacity. I do.
I drove past the place. It's really nice.
It is nice. Now, Adam, let's test your memory. Do you know remember a TV show from before you were born called The Hollywood Palace?
Bing Crosby.
With Bing Crosby. This was the palace.
I heard the place was actually called the Jerry Lewis Theater at one time.
Because before The Hollywood Palace,
right.
Jerry Lewis had a short live TV show on ABC, and it was produced from there. And as a matter of fact, they redid the dressing room because Jerry made demands. And so they put in all kinds
Madonna.
Of personal stuff. Then it got canceled after 3 months.
No.
So ABC spent a lot of money, and they had this studio and nothing to do with it. And so they hired Bing Crosby to do a variety show called The Hollywood Palace.
And it used to be the Capitan as well, right? El Capitan.
That was the original location of the El Capitan Theater.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Capitol Records is now condos.
Yes. And now they want to build all these apartment buildings around Capitol.
Right. Well, that's really going to improve the skyline for us all.
Oh, my God almighty. What are you going
to
do?
So, Tom, every week I try to come in here, you know, depending on what I'm doing, family law, criminal law, and I try to keep it fresh, and I try to talk about new things. I've had callers lately where I had people talking about their experiences and stuff. But I'm afraid, Tom, that this is a little bit like the thing we talked about with Likas 101 when guys fall off the wagon. And so there's some things I really want to talk about tonight that are going to be repeated, but I don't think that guys are getting it, so we need a little bit of review. I've been getting a lot of really depressing calls lately where, you know, there's just a lot of listeners out there, and they say, I heard what you said, but when I got pulled over, it just disappeared. And I think that people forget, you know, it's a very kind of coercive environment when you're being, you know, spoken to by the police under different circumstances, whatever they are. And people are nervous. It's late at night sometimes. Plus, if you're drinking and driving, that's what you're getting pulled over for. You might be a little bit tipsy.
Right.
And so the guy's telling me that my words were ringing in his ear, but he just couldn't do it. So we got to start a little bit of this. Please, Tom, this is crucial, okay? First of all, I hope we have the sound available, is the great Tom Likas advice of shut up, shut up, shut up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good advice for many reasons, and not just
shut
when
up.
You get pulled over.
Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up! Now, we really have the first generation of men raised by single mothers. I mean, exclusively. It's unbelievable.
And they talk like women. They
fucking yappy dogs,
diarrhea.
Man. It's unbelievable when you have the exact time that you should shut up and not talk, and you've seen it in movies, everyone knows it, right to remain silent, right? I mean, it was always in, like, Agent Friday, and everyone was
right
to remain silent, right?
Yes.
Shut up, you know, we get you the right to an attorney. Okay, the most crucial thing, and you know, Tom, you've said that you have a lot of police that are your you know fans, and you always support the police. And I'm not trashing the police, but people should know that the job of the police is to you know create cases and put people in jail. People say it to me. People say, I caught a case. Did you ever hear that? My boyfriend caught a case. It's like, what? Caught a case? People say this to me all the time. But like, you catch a cold. This is not how it goes. And the policeman who's talking to you fundamentally is not your friend. He's looking at you and he's thinking, maybe I should arrest this person. And there's a funny thing that happens, and you know this too, Tom. When you're in some kind of a disagreement or a fight, you know, and you call the police, they come as free agents. So just because you're the one who called does not mean that they're not going to arrest you. They're going to go after the people you're upset about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't care. They come on a scene and they look at circumstances. They're going to do whatever they think is appropriate, and they can arrest you too. And just because a cop is courteous to you, and I think they should be, and you should be courteous in return, that does not make him your friend. And I've had a lot of people show me, remember, oh, this is so great, Tom. You used to talk about how guys would go to a strip club, which I know you really don't like, and the stripper would give them their card. Like, the stripper had a business card.
And write their cell phone number.
Oh, right, the secret phone number, you know?
Yeah, and the guy goes, call me, honey.
The guy goes, oh, I know she's a stripper, but I mean, she's my friend. Look, here's her card.
Right.
Okay, well, I can't begin to tell you how many people get a business card from a police officer. And detectives and police officers have cards. A lot of them have cards.
Oh, I've gotten many of them.
And that's cool, I guess, but he's not your friend.
Well, when I get a business card from an officer, generally it's because I was helping them with an investigation, like the time I helped catch that mail thief in my neighborhood.
Right.
And so they give me their card with their extension number and their name and everything.
Sure.
Primarily, if I have any more information, give them a call.
Right, keep in touch.
But it's always the same agenda. A police officer's job is to catch criminals.
Right.
Or to catch people engaging in criminal behavior. That's their job. And you can't hate them for doing their job. It's just that many people believe there are quotas for how many people you tag. And sometimes I believe the officers, because they have quotas that supposedly don't exist, I believe they are very assertive about trying to figure out who the bad people are.
Right.
And which could very well run through you.
Well, no, it's never supposed to be you. You always perceive it. I mean, if you're not a killer or whatever, you say to yourself, you know, I'm just a regular good citizen. You know, they couldn't possibly be coming after me. But the problem is that, you know, under these circumstances, a lot of people tell me, just like the stripper thing, Officer Johnson, Ken, they start telling me his first name. Ken gave me his card and everything's fine. And I sent him an email and I'm like, oh, man, are you kidding?
Yeah.
I mean, look, you know, with all respect to Ken, he's doing his job, but his job fundamentally is going to be putting you in jail. Okay, and the statements that you make to the police are used against you. It's not a joke. I mean, this officer may not hate you personally. I hope he doesn't. He's a professional, but he's going to be coming to court and he's going to be testifying against you. And he doesn't even have to hate you to do that. He can just talk about what he saw. And he says, you know, slurred speech, you know, bloodshot eyes. I mean, that's enough to kill you right there. The other thing that people talk about, like I said, is the cooperation thing. A lot of people think that if they're courteous to the police officer, somehow the whole situation will go better for them. It'll go easier on them, or he'll let them off or whatever. And there's no reason not to be courteous. But for example, you have to remember what's a question and what's not. And the way that they'll say to you, for a very good example, is, do you mind if I look in your car? Or do you mind if I look in your trunk? And the answer is, yes, I do mind.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you know.
I don't want anyone looking in my trunk.
You're damn right.
And by the way, I'm going to tell you something. And by the way, I've been a pot smoker, what have you. There's nothing in my trunk. There's nothing in it. A
couple of seeds there.
Not even a couple of seeds. I don't carry pot in the car. And so what's in my trunk? Well, the cord to my Tesla and the mail I picked up at the UPS store, none of which... is the least bit interesting, which is why I still haven't opened it yet. There's nothing in there, but I still don't want anyone looking in my trunk, period. I don't want them going to my glove compartment. No.
Why should they be digging through your things?
Nobody should be.
Well, but so the way that it's couched a lot of times where people are confronted with a question like this, and it seems like, you know, you don't want to say no, you don't want to upset the guy or whatever, and he says it to you in a courteous way, and he goes, you know, would you mind stepping out of the car? You come out of the car, and I'd like to search your car. Is that okay? Can I look in your car? you don't have anything in your car, right? You don't have anything to hide. That kind of puts you on the defensive.
Right.
And cops use psychology, and they're trained to speak to you this way. And they'll say, you know, oh, okay, you don't have anything to hide, do you? You know, can I look in your car? Oh, I don't really want you to look at my car. Well, what? You have something to hide? You don't have anything to hide. Come on, let me look in your car. And you have to be able to assert yourself with courtesy. I think it's really a big mistake when you see these people on television and go, oh, F you, pig. Oh, and that's really stupid.
By the way, I think part of this is based in the fact that, you know, first of all, people watch these TV shows.
Yeah.
And the TV shows, as you know, are fiction, and many times the law is not correct, and
right.
things that happen on the shows are not necessarily what happens in the real world. How many shows, how many movies contain a scene where the cops are pursuing somebody and then pull them over? Then they get into these conversations that would never, ever happen. So I think a lot of the way people respond to this stuff, the other problem we have is that... you know, we are not well educated in the field of civics, history, social studies, call it what you will. You know, people just do not know about the Constitution, and they right. do not know what their rights are.
I'm always fascinated by that. I'll say it to people. I'll say, did you grow up in this country? I mean, I kind of figure that's your out, that you moved to America in your 20s and you right. don't know our rules or whatever.
I think people who came from other countries know more about civics and
absolutely
history
true.
And the Constitution than people who grew up here. I think we are all culturally ignorant to some extent, and yeah. some of us more than others. And, you know, you mentioned the Constitution to people. You see these surveys all the time about questions of the Constitution. Somebody was going around with the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of the Constitution.
Oh, no.
And they were not numbered, and they were not called the Bill of Rights. It was just the 10 rights that were enunciated in the Constitution. And most of the people objected to many of the statements,
oh, God.
Which are simply the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution.
Oh, God. That's like Leno right when he's talking to people in Burbank, right?
Right.
He's like asking them as they walk by in Universal City Walk or whatever, and he's saying, you know, what about this, and, you know, who's the president, and where's England on the map, and these horrible things, and then nobody knows.
Some of that stuff is not nearly as important as knowing about illegal search and seizure and other things that are in the Constitution.
Right.
With the basic rights of Americans, and you have a right to stand up for your rights, and the less people stand up for their rights, eventually you're going to lose them. That's the way it works.
Exactly right. If they're not asserted, they disappear.
Right.
So when you're talking about, you know, even at a checkpoint, you know, you haven't done anything. There's no probable cause against you, okay? And you see that some cops have abused it, but broadly speaking, what Mr. Checkpoint Senate did was actually correct. He rolled out his window about halfway, and he said, I'm not drinking, and I'm not going to let you search my car. And they have nothing further to go on.
And look how controversial that was with
nice.
Mr. Checkpoint.
Exactly.
And people gave him shit for that.
He was right. Broadly speaking, when you, and I guess we're talking about DUI in particular here, but you don't have to give the blow test. I recommend very much against it. It's not an accurate test. And one of the other things that you definitely don't have to do is the field sobriety test. And the way the police will say it to you is they'll say, step out of the car, and you step out and say, I'd like to give you a battery of tests. They say it as a question. And you say, and they start doing it. They pick up the pen and they start doing it. And you say, officer, I don't want to do this. I'm not going to participate in this. I'm sorry. And that's
so the
shit.
worst that happens, as to my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, the worst that happens when you do this, they may try to coerce you, they may ask the question a million times, a million ways.
No, they won't. You know what they say to you?
What?
They say, if you don't cooperate, you're going to be arrested. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, at that point, you're going to be arrested anyway.
Right.
Okay? And it's a very subjective test, and the cop has decided you failed. Okay? So if he's gotten to that point, he's already decided, based on you having a smell or bloodshot eyes. One of the things that's amazing to me is guys do the field sobriety test when they know they've been drinking, and they know they're probably intoxicated. The best thing to do is shut up. The cops will say to you, hey, buddy, you been drinking tonight, sir? And the guy goes, oh, a couple of beers. Well, a couple is two. And two is intoxicated. That's over 0.08. 0.08 is one beer or less. Okay? So when you talk about, you know, oh, a couple of beers, I guess, you've just confessed. I mean, and he's going to say that to the jury. He's going to say to the judge, subject told me he had a couple of beers. I interpreted that to mean two. And so I knew he was above the legal limit. And I gave him the field sobriety test, which he failed. And you're already
and then
you're
the case
already
is
dead.
Made.
Yeah, the case is going to be right. much more difficult for me to fight for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about circumstances, we've talked about it many times. You want to get a blood test. It's going to be later. It's going to take a few hours to get you to the hospital. It's a deadly accurate test. Half the time they drop the blood on the floor, so the test comes back inconclusive. I mean, there's every reason to want to do that and to not cooperate in that. When you talk about being discourteous, if you scream at the cop or you tell him, F you, don't you got something better to do? You know, I pay taxes, goddammit, I don't need to, okay. That's stupid, okay? The cops do have a bit of discretion. And there's one thing they can do, for example, is to let your friends or family drive your car home, or they can impound your car, which is going to end up costing you hundreds of dollars in fees. Okay, well, if you're not an asshole, all right, they'll give you a break. They'll let you park the car in a parking lot nearby or in like a mall or a shopping center, and you can go get it later after you're released. If they want to give you a hard time, they can make it cost money to you. But this is generally based on their own discretion, and it has more to do with the way you act than whether you cooperate or not. You don't have to do the things that they ask. When you talk about so many crimes, it's so fascinating. The person that was Michael Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray.
Yes.
Tom, the reason he was convicted is because of the statements he made to the police. They had nothing. They admitted it. I read interviews with them in the LA Times. They literally said, we had zip until he started yakking. Okay? And you could see when he was in jail and he was giving those interviews on the phone, what a crybaby he was. It's the same exact thing. There's a woman who just got released after, I think, 30 years in prison, and she was innocent. Same conversation. The police had nothing on her. They brought her in. They got her to start talking, blah, 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 and they used all of it against her. When you talk about, in particular, domestic violence cases or any kind of assaults and fights, the police come, and you are charged up. You're full of adrenaline, okay? Now, even if your wife attacked you, you're still full of adrenaline. You still have that feeling. And police are trained to recognize that. And they see that in you. You're sweaty. Your eyes are dilated. You're in the fight or flight reaction. So if they kind of sit you down and start talking to you, some of your inhibition is gone. When you talk about being drunk or a little bit, even tipsy, again, the policeman pulls you over and you just left a bar and you've been partying, you are more inclined to have less of your inhibitions and less of your social constraints, and you're going to start yakking. You want to talk about it. You want, yeah, sure, I was partying all night, I had a great time, blah, blah, blah. When police arrest people, they put them into these rooms and they want to talk about the crimes. And that's got to be the biggest mistake you can possibly make. And people don't catch a case. A lot of what ends up happening to you is your own fault, your own circumstances. And, you know, it's funny in a way, Tom, because, you know, one of the big downfalls that guys have, and it's not just in fiction, it's real, is the women in their lives. One of the reasons, and it's crazy, but one of the reasons that Lycus 101 is so true, and one of the reasons you can't have the woman at your house and you can't have her move in with you, is because 9 times out of 10, she's the idiot that lets the police in.
Yep.
And shows them where the stuff is hidden.
Right.
And makes a statement. And now the police have the whole frickin' thing. You walk in and you're already a dead man.
Okay? You don't want anyone living in your house, and you don't want them visiting your house either.
You don't even want them knowing your secrets.
Right. No, you don't want them knowing where you live.
You don't know where the bodies are buried.
Right? By the way, what about telling them your name? I say don't even tell them your real name. Don't do it.
One of the other tragedies, and this is true of couples and so forth, there have been, you know, like kind of in classical literature, you know, Bonnie and Clyde, right? That's actually based on a real couple, and they robbed banks together or whatever. There was a case I remember very well in New Jersey of this husband and wife that kidnapped an executive from Exxon and were going to hold him for ransom. And they ended up getting arrested, both of them, and the woman turned on the husband in 1 hour, okay? They sit her down, and she's saying, I love you, okay, sit her down. They said, listen, stupid, okay, you're going to go to jail for the rest of your life, okay? Otherwise, if you're going to cooperate, tell us what's going on, testify against him, okay, you can walk away from this and get probation, all right? She sits there, and she says, I'm ready to break up, okay? She's going to save herself, okay? That has happened in every instance. There were even examples of people that spied together and so forth. The loyalty, particularly of women with women and with their husband and whatnot, their boyfriend, is just not there. And people, tragically, don't back each other up as they're supposed to and so forth. And you are responsible in a way for the people that you spend time with. And what's classic, and I think there was some, again, Chris Rock jokes about this, where the husband and wife get pulled over, and the wife is angry at the husband, and she starts telling the cops, oh, he's got drugs in the car, kick his ass, you know?
Right.
I mean, you are responsible. If you have an idiot friend and he's got heroin on him or whatever, and he starts doing something stupid, you're going to be charged with possession also.
Right.
So you have to really look at the whole picture, and you have to protect yourself. And, you know, when you talk about civics and understanding the Constitution, again, this is something that we've talked about a million times already, but it's amazing to me when I say to these guys, you are standing in the courthouse. And you see judges and jury and bailiffs and prosecutors. It didn't occur to you that you needed a lawyer? And they go, not really.
You know, I hear these kinds of calls all the time, especially about things like prenuptial agreements, but things too. Guys try to form corporations without attorneys. They try to fight their own legal battles when they're accused of any number of things without attorneys. And then later, that sign I always talk about, the one that says, we fix bad brake jobs.
Yeah.
After they don't listen to your advice, and they call in and go, what do I do now?
Yeah, that's really harsh.
It really would have been a lot better if you went in represented properly. Yeah, you've got your, you always have to have your team. You know, you got to have your attorney, you got to have your accountant. You got to have it. Got to.
Now, when you think about the breakdown in terms of your life, and I've shown this particularly in my family law talks, right, where, you know, I tell a guy, and I talked to a guy this past couple of days who spent tens of thousands of dollars on spousal support and alimony, you know, and child support and everything. And I said to him, you know, I could have probably cut all this away, or at least made it a lot less, if you had spent a couple of thousand. That would have been it. You could have saved a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you the price of this, Tom. Would you spend a couple of thousand to keep yourself from going to prison? I mean, I can't believe that people don't recognize the value of their own lives or their own time. You know, and if you're involved in any kind of life situation, if you go to jail for a year or two, you're never going to be the same. Even I'm not talking about murder. I'm talking about a couple of years on some misdemeanor crap. Okay, you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose your apartment. If you have children, you're going to stop seeing them. I mean, you wouldn't spend money to protect yourself in that way.
When you get out, you may never get another job.
Yeah, by the way, then you got a criminal record. People
right?
look at you, you're a piece of shit, you're a felon, right? I mean, it's amazing to me. And
part of the problem is we have a lot of people who were raised by petty thieves, all kinds of criminals.
Don't get me started on that.
You know, that's the deal. So that looks normal. To an awful lot of our listeners, I got to say,
I'm sorry to hear it.
They grew up seeing parents and other relatives who got busted for this or that, and they just think it's part of the game. It's part of life.
It's sick. It's terrible. It couldn't be worse. And by the way, I've been into so many jails to go visit my clients and stuff. Tom, it's disgusting. It's horrible. It smells like piss. There's crap everywhere. The guards are, you know, treating everyone really bad. And, I mean, I'm going in as a lawyer.
Yeah.
I can imagine being a freaking inmate there. Oh, Jesus.
My brother is a correction officer.
Yeah, right. That's right. On Long Island, right?
Yes, on Long Island.
Oh, my God.
Long Island. And he told me, literally, I said, why do you do this for a living?
Geez.
Why do you do this? And he said, boy, you beats me. He says, you know, more than once, the prisoners take their own shit and throw it at me.
Oh, God. Oh, that's disgusting.
That's the environment you're in.
Oh, my
God. So you guys were going to save a couple of grand not hiring an attorney.
Oh, my God.
That's where you're going.
That's what your brother said?
That's what he told me.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what he told me.
Do you remember in Silence of the Lambs when the guy was jerking off and he threw his jizz at Jodie Foster?
Yes.
That to me was the ultimate. I didn't think about shit. I guess that's even worse. I don't know. I can't decide.
You know, you're like, you're doing a walkthrough, you know? It's 3 in the morning.
Oh, God.
And the guy just reaches in, because the toilet is right there in the cell,
reaches in
and throws his own shit at my brother.
Oh, Jesus.
What he knows.
Oh, I hope he makes $1 million a year, man.
I had to put up with a lot of shit in the radio business, but that's ridiculous.
Jesus, God. Well, a guy called me today and said to me that he got arrested for solicitation, you know, for going after a prostitute or whatever. He fell into some crap. Just a lonely guy, hadn't gotten laid in a long time. He talked to some chick and turned out to be a policewoman, of course, life being what it is. And he says to me straight, I mean, he really said it to me. He says, well, I've been convicted of this a few times, you know. I had the public defender, so that was a waste of time. And he said, you know, do you think I need a lawyer now? I mean, Tom, that's how they talk.
Oh,
I said, what do you mean? Do you think you need fucking need a lawyer? What do you mean? Do I think you need a lawyer? Jesus, you got to be kidding. You need a lawyer, man. Yes, yes, yes. You do, in fact, need a lawyer. For Christ's sake, you're going to jail over this? Come on.
Right? Oh, no. This is the kind of thing that we talk about all the time, and I don't think the guys get it. The problem is they don't get it until they're in the situation, then suddenly the light bulb appears over their head when it's too late.
I get calls from guys that are already convicted talking about, can I appeal it or something like that, you know, or withdraw the plea or some crap.
I'm going to take a break. We have calls coming in. We're going to get to those coming up here with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. If you've got questions for Adam, Adam has answers for you. This is free legal advice, folks. It's free. So if you've got some kind of a criminal matter, DUI, drugs, some kind of violence you've been accused of, whatever, call this number right now, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Devin Bronson is back with us. We're going to talk a little bit about the black box. And I've got to tell you, I own a black box, have it at home, use it at the ranch regularly. We've got a black box in studio. All the guys have one. We all love it. But what's interesting about the black box is you don't have to use it at home. You can take it on the road with you as well.
Absolutely. This is the rock and roll portable audio system, so it's not only used at home. It can be used in your car. It comes with a 12-volt adapter, so you can power it, take it to tailgates, at concerts, take it in an RV when you go camping, anywhere you want to listen to music.
Now, this is not made like one of those iPhone docking stations, all plastic, lousy sound. It's a big booming device.
Plastic audio docks always break and they always distort, for me at least, and I hated that about those. So I wanted to make something that was different, make it out of wood, make it out of metal, durable, have a next to nothing distortion ratio when you crank it all the way up.
Now, how can someone get a black box?
You can go to our website. It's bnaudio.com and enter promo code Tom in their checkout and get 20% off.
That's bnaudio.com. Mention the promo code Tom and get 20% off. You are going to love the black box.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now or we'll pee on your rug. They pee on your fucking rug. Pee on my fucking rug. Find us at NewNormalRock.com and ask like tune in. They peed on your fucking rug. No ballots, no broads, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug. New normal rock.
Hey, P1s. Our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
Hammer time!
The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. That's where we are. And sitting there on your earbuds, that's where you are. Call us here at 901-3000. Tom, it's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And we are here with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs and your phone calls at 901-3000. Tom, if you've got legal questions, this is free legal advice for you. 901-3000-866. George in Koreatown, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Adam, hey.
Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, man. So I am really glad you're on because I go out drinking with my friends a lot, and I always drive home a little buzzed. Like, I'm not drunk, but I'm definitely a little buzz, and I'm always like, should I be doing this? But I keep doing it.
Probably
and
not.
I think, sorry, what?
Probably not.
probably not. But I keep thinking, what am I going to do if I get pulled over? And I have a friend who, like you, and I was not aware of this, said, don't fucking say anything and refuse every test.
Yeah, that's really true.
And I wanted to see because you had said earlier, like, the cops would be like, so, have you had anything to drink? And what do I say to that? No,
yeah.
Or I just don't say anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first thing is, you know, look, I'm not condoning drinking and driving. I mean, believe
right.
me,
no,
it's
of
not
course
a good
not.
Thing.
Yeah.
If you're doing this, you know, what you're talking about, you know that it's just odds. It's statistically, sooner or later, you're going to either get arrested or you're going to hurt somebody.
Right.
You know, there is a tolerance if you're over 21 and you haven't been arrested before of 0.08, which is basically one drink, either one hard drink,
wow.
one beer,
okay.
or one glass of wine. So, and then, you know, I don't know if you're average weight or whatever, but, you know, in terms of normal human metabolism of an average person, it's many hours. So if you're in a bar
right.
and you're, you know, drinking 3 or 4 or 5 drinks, which is not so unusual, you know, you are well over the limit. And if you're driving home, you know, and you're doing this with your buddies on an ongoing basis, you will get nailed. I mean, you should not allow that to happen to you. That's the first thing. So,
right.
you know, before I tell you the secrets to the universe, I would
you're
say,
right. yeah, okay. no,
you know,
I mean,
avoid
I,
it.
I'm aware of this, yeah.
So one of my clients today turned me on to an app called Uber. You know this one, Tom?
I do.
Oh, yeah, okay,
U-B-E-R.
Sure.
They were having some legal dispute here in
oh,
L.A.
Oh, sorry to hear it.
Because
oh,
the
really?
Taxi commission was obviously the taxi drivers are don't like
They
Uber.
Don't dig this, huh?
No.
So what happens apparently with Uber is you can find someone, I think, just private or something, Tom, to just pick you up.
Yeah, that's right. It's one of these hipster things where you got people who just... They're driving their Mini Coopers and their smart cars.
Why the hell not?
I'm not saying
I don't think it's a hipster thing, Tom.
It is a hipster thing. What do you
think?
You think your grandfather has downloaded the Uber app and is out there calling Art Webb to come over to his Mini Cooper and pick him up? Come
I
on.
I want Art Webb to drive me home, man. But the bottom line is, even in a place...
I should stop doing this, but if I do get pulled over...
All right, so again, so if you're at the bar and you know you're too intoxicated, you call, you get Uber or you do something. Second
right.
of all, like you said, if you're in the circumstance, okay, there is a whole world of difference between being a courteous person and being an asshole, okay?
Okay.
And the cops are there to arrest you, okay? Let's face it.
Right.
The job of the police is to put people in jail. I mean, that's just a fact. So you shouldn't get confused about it. You say, officer...
Right.
You know, I just really have nothing to say.
So as plain as that.
Yeah, you know, he goes, hey, you've been drinking? You had a couple of drinks tonight, John? Give me your license and your registration, needless to say, right? But
okay,
he say, you know,
okay.
Have you been drinking, sir? He say, you know, I just really, officer, I really don't want to talk about it. I don't want to get into it without having my lawyer present.
So, wow, so just even bring it up then, bring up like a
yeah.
lawyer.
And they
right
say, and they'll say, okay, you know, I'd like you to step out of the car. I'd like to, you know, give you a little field sobriety test, which is that thing where you touch your nose and stand on one foot and all that.
Yeah.
You say, I really don't want to do that. And they'll
so
say,
you're okay, you're just like, I don't even want to do it.
You know, not F you cop, you know. You
yeah,
say,
yeah, sure.
Officer, I'm sorry. I just really don't want to do that. And they'll say, well, you know, you're going to be sorry. We're going to impound your car. We're going to arrest you. You say, well, if you feel that you have to do that, that's fine. I regret that. I hope you don't. But I'm sorry. I'm not going to do the field sobriety test. And then they'll say, well, we want you to do the blow test, the breathalyzer, you know?
They really don't do that.
You say, I really don't want to do that. I want to have, if anything, a blood test. And that's it. And they
can, okay.
They'll you know, F with you a little to try to push you to do it or whatever. But that's it. And again, the whole issue of courtesy and being respectful and not being an asshole, not cursing.
Right.
None of this, you know, F you pig, don't you tell, you know, okay, that's stupid.
Right.
Kind of
okay?
like people did, if you ever watched the old TV show Dragnet on Nick at Night.
Oh, I love Dragnet.
Yeah. And a lot of those episodes were filmed in the 60s in the hippie-dippie era, and you had people going, Yeah, listen, pig, I'm not going to do what you say. Listen, pig.
So, okay, so Adam, so you're saying don't get out of the car. Don't do
no, you have to. You may no. You'll have to get out of the car probably.
Oh, I will have to get out of the
yeah,
car.
Yeah, you know, one of the other things that they'll say to you, and this is a classic thing Tom and I were just saying a minute ago, is they'll say, I want to search your car. Do you mind if I search your car? And you just say, I'm sorry, I don't want you searching my car. No. I'm sorry, officer, you don't have probable cause. I don't want you to search my car. Well, I just want to search. You got nothing to hide. They always say that. Don't you want to clear your name? Don't you got nothing to hide? You say, okay. My name is clear. My name starts off clear. I don't have to clear my name. Okay? My name is clear now. I've done nothing. I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm living here. I haven't done anything wrong. Okay? If you believe that you have something that's going on, then you do your investigation, officer. But I'm sorry. I don't want you searching my car. Okay? That's
okay.
It.
So, so when he says step out of the car, I have to get out of the car.
Yeah, I think you have to get out of the car, definitely.
Just almost as like a base courtesy?
Well, it's even the way that when police pull you over, you know, you should roll down the window about halfway, a little more, right? Hands on the wheel.
Right, yeah.
Don't forget that, by the way, this is something we haven't said in a while. You know, there is a huge, huge number of police officers that get killed in routine traffic stops.
No, I did not
know
that.
No, they're very nervous about it.
Really?
They pull over a guy for a stop sign violation and get shot. So when a cop approaches your car, he's nervous. He's scared. I think I told this a few times that, like, my dad used to, you know, show me, like, a squirrel or something or a guinea pig, and he'd say, he's a lot more scared of you than you're scared of him, you know? And that definitely applies to this. Cops are definitely very aware of their circumstances. They're very aware of danger. And when they're approaching you, you want to roll the window down. You want to have your hands on the wheel at the 10 and the 2.
On the wheel, okay.
Oh, yeah. And you say, you know, you don't make any sudden moves, you know, start, you know, people are hunched forward digging through the glove compartment. As far as the cop knows, you're going for a gun.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. That's interesting. Okay, because that's something I might do. Okay, so don't do that.
It's very classic that you're hunched over and you're digging around for your thing or whatever. You don't do it that way.
I'm scared that I don't have it. It
doesn't
do
matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You talk to the cop. You say, okay, officer, I'm going to reach into my thing here and get my registration. Is that okay? I'm going to reach into my pocket now, and I'm going to take out my wallet and give you my license. Is that okay? All right? And he just said, okay, nice and slow, you know? You don't want to.
He would really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And by the way, there's another little known fact, which is that the driver who is being pulled over is the one who selects the location. You know that, right? Think about it now.
I did not know that.
Well, of course. The cop is behind you. He's got his lights on, right? But you're the one who's choosing where to pull over, okay? And this makes a big difference. You should think about it from their point of view. You want to be out of the way of traffic. You want to be under a light. Now, a lot of people pull over right away because they think that they don't want to want to get the cop, you know, chasing after them. One of the first things you do when you have a cop behind you is you put on your turn signal. Signaling right, which shows that you're going to pull over. That's you with your lights acknowledging his lights.
Well, pretty soon you're on Channel 9 with the helicopter.
Well, Chris Rock said if the cops have to come and find you, they're bringing an ass whooping with them, okay? So you don't want them to have to find you, okay? But under these circumstances, when you put on your blinker, you're showing the officer, yes, officer, I see you, okay?
Right,
I'm pulling over. You know, it's a good idea, let's say if you're on the freeway or something, pull off the exit, you know, which is, you know, the next exit, and kind of turn around and go on the side somewhere. Don't forget, he's going to be approaching your car on foot. He doesn't want to get hit. Cops get hit under those circumstances.
Also, what you were saying earlier about the car getting impounded as opposed to, like, if it's just parked somewhere where you can just leave it there.
No, that's a different thing. I was talking about
it's a different thing.
After a DUI arrest, if that's gone through, the cop has the choice of letting your passenger drive the car home or letting you leave the car, like, in a lot. Let's say you're near one of these little shopping centers or a mall or something. Or if he wants to be a prick, he can have the car impounded, and it's going to cost you hundreds of dollars to get it out.
Right.
So this is also a function of that. But, I mean, I think at that point you're getting arrested. You're going to have other things on your mind.
So you're saying, so if I'm on the highway, which is where this might happen, pull off and just pull off in some area that's not so traffic busy.
Right, but I think the important thing that I wanted to point out to you is that you want to blink right away to show him
right away. Yeah, okay.
That you're not crazy, that you see that
right.
he's behind you,
right, okay.
And you're not taking him on a wild goose chase. You're going
okay.
with him and you're saying, you know, I'm pulling over. And then, like I said, and again, you know, in terms of cooperation, and Tom and I were just debating this thing about what Mr. Checkpoint did, but basically.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about this guy.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. But basically.
Okay. Mr. Checkpoint?
Yeah, I think you want to kind of walk a fine line. All right, you know when you're being an asshole. I've seen guys crack the window just 2 inches and start saying to the cop, you know, under Title 62 of the Constitution, blah blah blah. I don't think that's very smart. Okay,
right.
I think that the cop has a job to do, and you're trying to facilitate him, but at the same time, you're protecting yourself and reserving your rights. And
okay.
I have to go back right. to what I said to you at first. Which is, I really hope that you
don't drive
don't,
yeah. when I'm drinking.
Please don't do that anymore. Try to find a way around that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, great. Adam, thank you so much.
Good talking to you.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 901-3000 Tom, that's our telephone number. Coming up, we'll tell you how you can get in touch with Adam. We got more calls coming up here as well. It's free legal advice for you in this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Dial us right now. We just freed up a phone line here at 901-3000-866.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Coslo Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Coslo. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965, big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Coslo got the job done. Quick, easy. Total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Coslo. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no obligation quote at this number. 818-707-7711. Or visit CosloInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Coslo.com today. Coslo, COSTLO.
Hey, where are you going to find songs you heard growing up that haven't been played to death by those so-called oldie stations? Pandorka? Stupefy? Yeah, problem. Nobody home. Give the new normal's Great Big Radio a try. GBR plays the hits that sound great and the non-hits you thought you'd never, ever hear again. The hits and the songs that should have been. New normal style. I'm Howard Hoffman, and you can yell at me live about our playlist weekdays at 4 p.m. East, 1 p.m. West. Not oldies. Oldies gone wrong. The New Normal presents
Great Big Radio
24/7 at greatbigradio.com. Tune in and the Great Big Radio app for iPhone and Android.
You know what, boys? Fantasy baseball is back. And you know what? Our listeners are winning huge money. You know where? That's right. DraftKings.com. It's America's favorite one-day fantasy sports site. Now, you know, opening day is this Monday. And DraftKings is celebrating by awarding $500,000 in cash prizes. Hey, you gotta check out DraftKings.com. Did you know that last year, word is a guy named James Tran won $1 million in one day? One day fantasy sports. It means you don't have to make a season-long commitment, no commissioners, no being stuck with players, just instant cash every day. Who doesn't like instant cash? And right now, you can play for free to win real cash. Here's what you do. Enter the code TOM101. at DraftKings.com. And you'll get free entry to play baseball opening day with over $500,000 in cash prizes. But you got to hurry because free spots are going quick. Enter the code TOM101 now. At DraftKings.com. You got that? DraftKings.com.
Hammer time.
It's the Tom Likas Show. A bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs in studio. And you can call to Adam right now at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-866. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
You can call me toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Or you can send me an email, adam@adamlawyer.com. Or you can check my website, www.adamlawyer.com.
There we go. That's Adam Sachs. And if you don't reach him here, you can reach him at the office.
All right.
Well, his office is actually his cell phone because he's always on the go.
I'm on the go.
But he'll talk to you.
I'll try.
Let's say hi here to Brian in Beaverton, Oregon. Brian, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello, Tom and Adam.
Hello, Brian.
Hey, Brian. What's up?
Hey. Big fan, Tom. You're doing a kick-ass job, and I hate to admit I've never been married or had a DUI, but I have DUI questions.
That's why.
Well, I'm glad if you didn't have one.
You were the guy to ask. So I live in Oregon, Adam, and we don't have DUI checkpoints. That's outlawed in the state constitution, which I don't disagree with. But at the same time, we have an implied consent law, which... pretty much the way it's written is, and local cops who I'm friendly with have told me, you know, if you refuse the breathalyzer test, your license is suspended for a year automatically. And the law, I've read the bill, and it seems to state that. What would you say I got pulled over, you know, for under suspicion of DUI, refusing the test to me would seem like a bad idea. What do you say?
Well, I don't know Oregon specifically, but I grew up on the East Coast, and we had implied consent in, like, New Jersey and New York and so forth. And what you were implied consent by driving and having a driver's license was to submit to a chemical test. And so what that means is that you cannot refuse the breath and the blood test. And that's how California is, too, by the way. So when guys are being pulled over, the officers on the side of the road are offering to use the breathalyzer, and I say not to do that. But you're going to have to give a blood test. So
right.
There is implied consent, and it does apply, and I think that Oregon is really the same pretty much as California, I'm pretty sure.
So say hypothetically I was pulled over under suspicion of DUI, and the officer tried to give me I've never had a problem with this, but let's say he gave me the test or told me I had to take the test or else, I could opt for a blood test?
Right. The breathalyzer test is notoriously not accurate, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, a lot of times the police that are administering it are not experienced with the machine. The machine isn't calibrated properly. The machines themselves are based on very specific secret proprietary formulas, and they've been sued. There were big cases in Ventura County and Orange County in California where the tests were thrown out, that they weren't accurate, the machines weren't set properly, et cetera, et cetera. And this is also true of radar detectors, by the way. There's a lot of inaccuracies there. When you think of the significance of the blow test, that this is going to affect your life, that this might be a conviction for drunk driving for you, I say I want a blood test because the blood test is done at a hospital, in a doctor's environment, where it's done with accurate testing, and they're very, very accurate. And that's what I would say to any officer, and I think this is true nationwide. Look, I understand you pulled me over. I understand you want to test me. I understand implied consent. I'm opting for the blood test. I don't want to do the breathalyzer. That's my final word.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, and great show.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Brian. Let's say hi to Dave. Dave is on the 405 freeway on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, son.
Hello, Adam. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Dave, you're not drinking, right?
Since you're not, no kidding. Not with my profession, I can't.
No, we had calls from the 405 where the guy had a little mini bar in the front seat.
Oh, nice. Probably we have a lot of friends that drink and drive, so I'm like, yeah. But I do have a quick question for you. One of the questions that I have is, I've been with friends that kind of pulled over, and I noticed, and I went to the police academy, and they never explained certain situations, but one of the things I have noticed, though, if you say no to the breathalyzer test and say you have not been drinking at all, and can they still take you in and impound your car? Because that's one of the things that they threaten you with. If you don't want to do any of the
right.
tests, that they'll impound your car. Can they legally do that?
Well, I think that's something that, you know, I don't say you should talk to the police, but in general, you can say to them, I mean, especially if it's true, right? You say, officer,
yes.
I am not intoxicated. I have not had anything to drink today. I don't know why you're doing this, okay? It's absurd. I mean, part of their probable cause argument in terms of dealing with you when they pull you over, it's very typical, by the way, that people don't get pulled over for drunk driving. I mean, there's some people that are swerving and all this, but a lot of people get pulled over for a busted taillight or for speeding or whatever, and then it escalates to drunk driving because the cop notices the smell or your appearance or your bloodshot eyes or different things that they're looking for. You know, that they shine the flashlight in your eyes, and that's to see if your eyes dilate, you know, as they ought to automatically.
Yeah, because that's threatening and impounding your car and
yes, I understand, but this is the problem, is that you can't get into an argument with them about it. They're not supposed to be doing a drunk driving investigation if you're obviously not drunk.
Right.
And I've been pulled over, and I'm stone cold sober, and I said to the cop, why are you doing this? The cop says to me, well, I'm going to give you a field sobriety test. And I just said, officer, I am stone cold sober. I do not drink. I haven't had a drink today. Why are you doing this to me? And he gave me one of these hard looks and let me go.
Right.
Okay, but I'm sorry, if you've got someone who's an asshole who wants to, you know, F with you, you're going to have to play along. But I think that only even mitigates even further that you should not do the field sobriety test, because he's just the asshole that's going to say you failed it.
So in short, I should just, because sometimes you have these cars that are out of alignment, they should drive, and of course they think you're drinking. But you haven't, so worst case scenario, let them impound the car, and they take you in, and they find out you haven't been
drinking. A lot of times, if you're courteous, and you say to the officer, please don't impound my car, can I just have my friend pick it up, or can I just park it, can I just park it over here next to the 7-Eleven, and a lot of times they'll let that slide. It depends.
Okay,
I'm telling you, a lot of the way, I mean, just in general, even in any kind of murder investigation or a domestic violence case, a lot of the way things go is your attitude with the cop. Okay? If the cop comes to your house and you're courteous and you give him a cup of coffee and you say you're sorry, a lot of times things will go a lot different than when he gets you at the door and you're like, what the fuck are you doing here? This is none of your business. And, you know, right?
Yeah, that's true. No, well, I really do appreciate you taking the time, because I'm sure this question lingered on a lot of the guys' minds, whether if they said no, is their car going to get impounded anyway? So that's all it was. I really appreciate you guys. And Tom, I was wondering if you could take me out with the screaming orgasm, please.
I could certainly do that. Here you go.
Oh, oh God. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
All right, we're going to take one more call for Adam Sachs here. This is Andy in Honolulu on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
What's a crack-a-lacking, Tom?
Somebody's asked. Who's like, get out of here, Andy.
I love
yes,
it.
Adam, great Facebook post, buddy. I always look forward to them. Thank you.
Which one?
All of them.
Oh,
and especially the new Likas coming.
Oh, okay.
Better believe it.
Working on that. I need your votes.
I've been voting.
I think I'm gonna have too many Likettes. We gotta kind of pare it down a little.
How can you have too many?
Come on, Tom.
Hey, I'll take the brunette sitting down in the jeans last night that you posted.
All right.
That one's banging, dude.
Ask for her by name.
Okay, I will. Anyway, this is kind of off the mark, Adam, but as reported on News for Guys, over here we have apparently the police, the Honolulu Police Department, is allowed to bang hookers.
Oh, can you believe
in
that?
Lieu of, in lieu of you know busting them, right?
Well, I think they're asking for permission too, I think. But you know, one of the classic things that prostitutes and like massage girls do or whatever, they're very afraid, of course, of vice police and being arrested. So one of the classic things that they do to the cop is they tell him, you know, take your clothes off, you know. Or they start, you know, grabbing his dick or whatever. And these are things that apparently the police are not allowed to do. And so if a guy resists taking his clothes off, the girl immediately knows that something's wrong, you know. So apparently the Honolulu police were saying, you know, we have to be able to cross that line. And that somehow will, you know, make them even more authentic as customers to bust the girls. But if you think about it, that's crazy. You got a married officer, and he's an officer upholding the law. I don't want a police officer to start using his sexual parts on some prostitute to get the arrest. What a freaking crazy world is that? That's not appropriate.
No doubt about it. Now, we should tell you that Adam's next appearance is going to be here next Tuesday, but an hour earlier
right.
than usual.
What's that all about, Tom?
I got a dental appointment, Adam.
You and your dental appointment.
Oh, come on. Getting the job done.
We got to get you a Burbank dentist, Tom.
No. I got a great dentist, but it's got to be, I got to be there by 7, and so I got to be out of here by 6.
All
it's
right.
got to happen.
I'm doing the show on April Fool's.
You're
going
to be right in the middle of traffic.
At
Everybody's
going
to be in the car at 5 o'clock
okay.
next Tuesday.
And then the party on Thursday, right?
And the party on Thursday.
Okay.
We're going to keep you busy next week.
I know. I got a lot to do.
And tell everybody how they get in touch with you again.
Give me a call. Toll free, 800-340-7320.
If Adam doesn't answer his phone right away, it's because he's on with one of the Likettes, but he will get right back to you.
I do. At least I call people back. You know, I got to give him that.
We do like that.
Serving the universe from an old laundromat in Burbank. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Yeah.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's
yeah.
Beer Magazine. They call it the Cock in a Sock campaign. An attempt to raise money for cancer research in the UK. Dudes are taking selfies of themselves naked with their dick in a sock. I dare you to scroll down on the page.
No, I can't.
I dare you.
Thank God this computer's so slow, I can't do it.
You got plenty of examples.
Yeah. Well, it's the Chili Peppers did. Done. It's already been done.
See, I don't know what the correlation is between the dudes with the cock in a sock and cancer. But
just for attention.
I guess.
It's dumb. And don't do it.
Oh, it's for testicular and prostate cancer.
At least it's not breast cancer. So, I mean, okay.
Mm.
That's better.
Mm.
At least it's something for guys this time.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
It brings awareness to men's affliction with cancer.
Right.
It's not always just that goddamn.
Well, look, I'm going to go ahead and tell these people, if they're trying to raise money from dudes, don't be tweeting naked pictures of other dudes with their dicks in socks.
Right. That's probably
just doesn't
not gonna
seem effective.
Right. It's not going to work out in the end.
No.
I like the concept of the focusing on guys for once. Like, that part's good.
Yeah.
But the rest has gone a little downhill.
Yeah. New survey by your favorite site, Ashley Madison, says that one in five unhappily married women are in a sexless marriage.
Yeah.
This, of course, feeds right into what they do. And then they go on Ashley Madison and they get banged.
They don't even need to go to Ashley Madison. They want to go out, they find it, they get it done.
Just put a sock in your pussy. You see how that works. Sop up some of that juice. You know what I mean.
Yeah, but that's what happens. Women in sexless marriages will look elsewhere, believe me.
Yeah. Judd Apatow now saying that the HBO refused to allow Lena Dunham to film a controversial sex scene.
Did you say controversial?
Controversial sex scene, in which apparently there was a full-blown male erection, not in a sock. By the way,
well, that's how you know that show is fiction, because anyone with an erection in the vicinity of Lena Dunham,
cannot be real.
He's
excellent
right.
Excellent point.
Not real.
Apparently, Apatow said this to an audience at the University of something.
Yeah.
where he was speaking, blah, blah, blah. Because nobody respects him anymore anyway.
No man does, I'll tell you that.
No, he really blew it, man. I got to tell you, I'm really upset with his whole... He took a right turn somewhere and it went wrong.
Wrong turn.
Sucks, man.
Yep. No doubt about it.
He had everything going, and then all of a sudden you got to kiss this thing's ass, and it just sucks.
Mm-hmm. He caved like a big pussy.
He really did. It started with that one movie, and now everything has just gone downhill.
Yeah.
Tom said, there's only like 900,000 people watch the goddamn thing. That's it. God, why
doesn't
he get canceled?
Who would be interested in that?
Why doesn't he get canceled?
Because then there'll be hell to pay.
Because HBO is in New York. And probably all 900,000 viewers all live in the metropolitan area. And they're all convinced this is some big deal. I mean, is anyone in L.A. watching that show?
That's true.
Timson. Right after wrestling. when he's all oiled up.
True. He's taking
in the
he's
onesie.
Taking copious notes for the next nights of the turnbuckle.
Yes, yes.
Took copious notes.
Yes. Hey, look at this. A top Italian professor...
What?
Yep. ...has been accused of sexism after using a picture of a naked woman holding coconuts in a paper about protein research.
Yeah.
It really doesn't
What's
make
wrong
a lot
with
of
that?
Sense.
Is that anything like the protein study they did in the Long Beach School District?
Yes. That's the blind taste test.
Yes. Cookie.
That's Professor Pierre Righetti, by the way.
Yeah.
One of yours.
I like his sauce.
One of yours.
Righetti is a good
delicious.
Sauce.
Yeah, something about protein.
Too.
Try to tie together between the protein source in coconuts and...
Yeah, so what? I can't believe he... Of course they're going to give him shit. Here's a guy who's just trying to highlight a couple of things there, and he uses a girl holding up the coconuts to blockade the titties.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
I know. I don't see a
He's
problem.
He's causing
with
a stir with some coconuts. People claim it's sexist. I have news for them. If they think we're sexist here in the U.S. of A., they ought to go to Italia. Man, that's some crazy shit going on.
That's
there.
How they do it over there with
you
their little scooters
right.
and shit.
Right. I hate those things, by the way.
Finally, a pick alert for you. Kristen Bell out in a bikini. I don't know. What do you make of this?
She just had a kid. I might let it go. She got a big dumper.
She's a little dumpy dumper.
And she is...
And that kind of cottage cheese on the back of the legs.
Mm-hmm. And she just
we're really picking things apart.
Yeah. Her choice in the husbands, too, really, Dax Shepard. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Oh, he's completely whipped, though.
Definitely.
These two are
definitely
annoying as all fuck.
Yep. That You know what? That's a great sign. Because it means it's going to fucking fail.
I guess. Plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
You better believe it, baby.
Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find a brand new show every single Friday. GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Hard Rock Hotel Palm Springs is Southern California's newest resort, offering sleek and sophisticated guest rooms, plenty of sunshine, and a buzzing pool scene in the heart of downtown Palm Springs. Can you believe that? Just a short drive from L.A. and O.C., the Hard Rock Hotel Palm Springs is the perfect place for your next getaway. You know, the party starts every Thursday night with great drink specials and runs all weekend long with DJs playing in the lobby, rock pit, and poolside. Visit this website, hrhpalmsprings.com. HRH is Hard Rock Hotel, hrhpalmsprings.com for great room specials and packages, or follow Hard Rock Hotel Palm Springs on Facebook and Twitter for great deals and steals. It's the Hard Rock Hotel Palm Springs, where everyone is famous.
This is the new normal.